The UCLA Bruins softball team beat Oklahoma 2 straight in the best-of-3 championship round of the Women's College Softball World Series last week. The Bruins crushed OU in the first game 16-3. Then they won on a walk-off 5-4 victory the next night.
A little flare, and that will get down in front of a view. Probert to the plate to throw, and she's safe! And UCLA makes it an even dozen! And they are back on top with a 12th national championship!
ESPN with the play-by-play call from Okie City. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Sports and Commentary today. This is Greg Stewart. The show is sponsored by your tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always find us online for more information at WWIB.com. Stevie Wiz is a senior outfielder pinch runner for UCLA. She's got an incredibly compelling personal story that we're going to dive into this week on S&C. Stevie, welcome. Talk to me about this successful trip to Oklahoma City, will you?
Yeah. I just think that going into the tournament, our team was just super focused on ourselves. We weren't making too much of the game itself. We just knew that if we would play our own game and just have fun while doing it, that we would be fine and we would get the wins. So I think going into especially the championship series, we were just really focusing all our energy on ourselves and not the team in the other dugout and just having fun with the game, with each other. And so the first game, obviously we had a lot of fun. The final score was 16-3. And so we were just having a bunch of fun and making the game just as fun as we can. And then in the second game, we had to come together a few times to just remind ourselves that we're in control of the game. And if we play for each other and just make the game simple, play it just how we know how, that we'll get the win and we'll come out on top.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had a snoozer, a yawner in that first game, like we said, 16-3. What were you guys thinking as you got ready for game two? Because Oklahoma was the top seed. They have won title after title themselves. This is kind of in their backyard, and you knew they were not going to lay down for you.
We knew that they would come out just going full force. We couldn't become complacent or let them think or know that we already knew we were going to win. We just had to continue to play the game like we know how, take it one pitch at a time, and just not become complacent because we knew that they would come in swinging. That team has a bunch of talent, so we knew that we just had to continue to keep playing the ball we know how and just continue to have fun and play for each other, and that's what we did, and we were able to come out with the win.
So a walk-off win for the championship. We played a highlight of that a moment ago. What were you thinking as you saw this winning run come across the plate there in the dugout?
Yeah, well, we were going into the seventh inning. We just had to get 3 outs, and there's 2 outs and a girl on their team hit a home run to tie it up. And so I think winning wasn't even like a doubt in our head. We knew, like, okay, she hit a home run. We're just going to come in and we're going to walk it off. Like, we know how. And so just the whole inning, our lineup and the people in the dugout were just so loud, going crazy, supporting our team. And we just knew one pitch at a time, we would move the runners over and end up scoring Jackie Prober, who was the pinch runner on second base, and she had an amazing flight at home. So I just think that we were super emotional and just so excited when she crossed that plate, and it was just so surreal, and it gives me the chills even when I talk about it today.
Yeah, it was a great slide. I mean, that was as big as the game-winning hit. So what was the welcome home like for you all out there in Westwood?
Oh, my goodness. It was crazy. We landed, and then we drove to our field, and there was a bunch of fans and athletic staff and just a bunch of people at our field waiting for us when we got there. And it was just so surreal and so emotional just because, you know, we do it for them, too. It's not just for the program. It's not just for our team specifically. It's for all the people in the Bruin bubble. It's for all the alumni, all of our families, all of our supporters. So it's just super special that we were able to not only do it for us but for everyone involved and everyone supporting.
Hmm. It was a 56-6 season for the Bruins. You did not lose back-to-back games all year long. You only lost one series on the season. That was to Arizona, Pac-12 rival Arizona. They made the College World Series. So do you feel like maybe this Bruins team this year was just built for a title?
Yeah, I do. Not just like because we're so talented, but because our culture, the culture of the team this year was just something special and something I've never had on the team. Literally every single girl just got along and loved each other so much, and we just played for each other each and every day. So, I mean, talent alone, I knew we were built for a championship, but I think the culture is what really added to it and really got us all the way.
Mm. So you win a softball championship last week. This week you're going to walk across the stage at Pauley to pick up your degree in biology. It's been kind of a crazy few weeks for you, hasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, it's going to be an exciting few weeks here. And there's a bunch of emotions going on. Don't really know what to feel, but I just know that whatever's to come next is going to be so good, and I'm so blessed for the last 4 years and what's to come.
Yeah, well, you said before you boarded the plane for Oklahoma City that as a senior, you wanted to bring home some memories from this championship run. Were you able to do that?
Oh, yeah. I just think in general, you know, this team is something special and so close to my heart. So I just think these memories that we've made, not even throughout this whole year, but just at the World Series alone, will always be with me. It's just so special, and I look back on it, and I get the chills every time. You know, these memories that we've made, we will remember for the rest of our lives. So I just think me truly embracing the moments that we had is what will enable me to just remember these moments for the rest of my life.
All right, so you get the championship ring there, and now next week you're going to go into surgery, your third heart surgery, Stevie. You were born with aortic stenosis, severe narrowing of the aorta. That's when you were one. You've had two surgeries, one more coming up, maybe not your last. And I think we'll talk about the health challenges you've had. You play with a pacemaker. You have a pacemaker. That's how you live. Your heart keeps beating. And we'll open up that chapter of your life next time here on Sports and Commentary. So thanks for being here today. God bless you.
All right, have a great day.
You too.